As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larbee, starring Judi Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel.
Bedtime reading. One of life's little pleasures. How's your book?
It's so enthralling, I'm half asleep.
Yeah, mine's rather good.
Oh, it's no good. I can't keep awake any longer.
I just want to finish this chapter.
Why do you clear your throat every time you turn a page?
I wasn't aware that I did.
Well, you do.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've never noticed that.
No, I'm sure you haven't. Didn't your wife notice?
We never read in bed. She wouldn't have the light on under any circumstances.
Oh, I see.
I wonder why I do it. What do you think it is?
Annoying.
No, I mean, does it have any psychological significance?
I shouldn't have thought so.
I bet it does. Like the way you always whistle when you chop onions.
I don't.
You do? You obviously haven't noticed.
What do I whistle?
Oh, you're quite ambitious. Last time it was the 1812 overture.
Of all of it?
No, you only chopped two onions.
Oh, ridiculous conversation.
Well, I think we can say it's original.
Oh, it's nice to have somebody to talk to in bed.
Yes. How's the strength of the peseta?
I haven't the faintest idea. I think we're safer sticking to peculiar personal habits.
Yes.
And another thing you do, you always fold your socks when you take them off. Oh, yes.
I thought we were doing you.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's leave it for another night. I've got to be at my best in the morning. I'm seeing a candidate about running the new branch of the agency.
Well, it's up to her to be at her best, then.
Well, how do you know it's a she?
Because you had your hair done yesterday.
Oh. Well, you are getting astute. It's 12:30.
On a Sunday night? Oh, let it ring.
No, I can't. I'll go down and answer it.
Oh, let Judith.
Judith would sleep through a brass band concert in her bedroom.
It'll stop ringing just as you get to it.
Oh, thanks for that. Yes?
Hi, lovely lady. It's Alistair. I just got in from L.A.
Oh, I couldn't be more thrilled. Alistair, it's past midnight.
Well, we got stacked. Look, I need to talk to Lionel like yesterday.
Well, he won't like it, but I'll get him.
No need. I'll be there about half an hour. Bye.
But Alistair...
You didn't have to get up.
I was up.
No, officially, I mean.
Here's your coffee.
Thank you. Look, why don't I just open the door and throw a bucket of water over him?
Tempting, but he did go all the way to America for you.
Oh, yes, the great miniseries of the book idea, Love in the Stone Age.
Well, he thinks it'll work. He may have some news.
He'd better have. If he's coming round here to show us his holiday slides, I shall get very unpleasant. How can somebody get here from Heathrow that quickly?
I have a sneaking suspicion he's actually Superman. Oh, Alistair.
Listen, it just struck me. I didn't wake you, did I?
We were just talking.
That is, as in talking?
Yes. We were discussing grunting and onions. As in...
Grunting and onions. You've lost
them. Oh, well, that makes a change. We're in the kitchen.
I lie.
Good morning.
Before I forget, I brought you these baseball caps. One each.
Why?
For fun.
Thank you.
Well, try them on.
Must I?
Come on.
Oh, all right. There.
Monster. You look sensation.
Do we?
Thank you, Alistair. Sit down. Would you like some coffee?
Superb. Well... This is something, isn't it?
Yes. I like nothing better than sitting in the kitchen in the early hours of the morning wearing a silly hat.
If you don't like it, Lye, you don't have to keep it on.
Good.
I'll keep mine on, Alistair, if you'll get to the point.
Okay. Here is the point with a capital P. I've been talking to CBS.
Who's he?
It's an American television network.
Substitute the. And they are tremendously excited about your idea.
It's your idea.
Our idea, then. Your story. Young soldier and the young nurse falling in love, but being parted by the Korean War. Did I pitch it or did I pitch it? The head honcho, Cy Lieberman, cried.
With laughter?
Lie.
That's not the Cy Lieberman, is it?
You know him?
No. I just thought it might be the Cy Lieberman. Sorry, it must be wearing this hat.
Okay, are you ready for this? Cy Lieberman wants a treatment.
Why, what's wrong with him?
Nice one, Lai.
Good news. I mean, a treatment. What is a treatment?
Something on paper. An outline of the story, a kind of development.
What's a development?
Like a treatment.
We're back where we started.
Look, 20, 25 pages about your story. How you see it. How you'd write it. Locations, characters, and just enough dialogue to make Cy drool.
Well,
you can do
I'm
that.
Not, I can?
Of course you can.
You tell him.
I just told him.
Oh, I don't know. It's not my field.
Now, be positive. This is part of your life. We have a shortcut here. We have the ear of the horse's mouth, Cy. It's lie to Cy. More or less.
Well, more or less what?
Well, first we have to set up a meeting with Mike Barbosa. He's like Cy's right arm. And if he likes the treatment, he flies back to the coast.
Which coast?
Los Angeles. The coast. He flies back to the coast with a smile on all our faces.
You mean this Mike Barbosa is coming all this way to read the treatment?
Not exactly, no. He's coming to London to buy some socks. But he can fit us in.
That puts me into perspective, doesn't it?
It's a long way to come for socks.
Forget the socks. This is a gift from the gods. Mike meets Lai. Lai impresses Mike. Mike flies back and talks to Cy. Cy rings Lai and we're away. Be positive.
So, how long have I got to write this treatment thing?
Bags of time, Lai. Mike doesn't get in till Tuesday.
Oh, thanks, Alistair. 48 hours.
Morning, Sandy.
Morning.
It won't work, you know.
What won't?
Starting to get in on time. It's too late to get the new branch now.
Oh, ha-ha.
Why are you on time?
The tension at breakfast. I couldn't stand it anymore, so I just had coffee and ran.
Oh. They haven't had another of their rows, have they?
What do you mean, another of their rows? Yeah. I see what you mean. No, but Lionel's got to write a treatment about him and Mum 38 years ago. Alistair's busy persuading America to turn it into a mini-series.
But that's great. Why should that produce tension at breakfast?
He's only got till tomorrow to do it.
Oh, yes. Says who?
Oh, Cy, somebody.
Oh, I see. Yes.
I'll explain later. I've got to go and do these expenses.
Your mum does those.
Yeah, I know, but she's going to be late.
She's interviewing at 11. You're not going to do that as well, are you?
No, I'm not.
Don't look so horrified by the thought. Mum will be in by then. She's just hanging on till the last minute to help Lionel.
Ah. How are they getting on?
Not very well. When I left, they hadn't even thought of a title.
How about calling it Strangers in the Park?
Sounds like an Alfred Hitchcock film.
Yes. Lovers in the Park?
No.
No. No, well, I've got to go to work. You'll do it. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
Perhaps I should call it Psycho.
I'm sorry, Miss Curtis. Mum, Miss Pargeter must have got held up. I'm sure she won't be long.
I do hope not.
Well, I'm sure she won't. Can I get you something to drink in the meantime? Tea or coffee?
No. I'd like a mineral water, please. Still, with ice and a twist of lemon.
Right. Well, if you wait here, I'll go and see what I can do. Sandy, Miss Curtis would like a mineral water, still, with ice and a twist of lemon.
If you ask me, what Miss Curtis wants is a jolly...
Oh, we're not a cocktail bar.
Well, I'll just go over the road and get one.
Did you specify any particular sort of glass?
You're not being fair.
I know.
I bet her tights never ladder.
Never!
Judith!
Mum, you're late.
I know. The Westway's jammed.
You're limping.
I know!
I'll be back soon. Morning, boss.
Morning.
Why are you limping?
Well, I gave up on the cab and ran the last bit and my heels come off.
Ah. Miss Curtis is waiting in your office.
What's she like?
Very together.
Oh, good. Good. I'll see for myself. Miss Curtis. Jean Pargeter. So sorry to have kept you waiting. The Westway's jammed solid, and the heel came off my shoe. Wouldn't you just know it?
Oh, really?
Which way did you come?
The west way. I checked the traffic update on the radio and allowed myself plenty of time.
Oh. Good for you. Would you like a drink?
I've already ordered something, thank you.
Right. I must say, your CV seems very impressive.
Thank you.
Now, where is it now? Oh, yes, of course, in my briefcase. Pickle.
Pickle?
Yes, my chap made me a quick sandwich for lunch, and it must have come unwrapped. It's cheese and pickle.
I see.
Sorry about your CV.
Oh, don't worry, it's only a photocopy.
Oh, good. Well, Sally, as I said, your CV's very impressive.
Thank you.
Business studies at Harvard.
I thought they were the best.
Oh, quite. I don't quite see the relevance of a national diploma in design at Goldsmiths.
I just did it for fun, really.
Oh, right.
Your mineral water, Miss Curtis.
Thank you.
Judy, be a love, my shoe. Pop this round the corner and see if they can put the heel back on, will you? Oh, now, where is the heel?
I don't know.
The briefcase?
Oh, yes, of course. The briefcase. Oh.
Covered in pickle?
Yes. Covered in pickle. Hello?
Hello.
I got covered in pickle today.
How did you manage that?
You didn't wrap the sandwiches properly.
Well, I thought I did.
Well, you didn't.
Well, you couldn't have got covered in pickle.
Well, I got it all over my hand.
I'm sorry.
No. I'm sorry, bursting in like that and going on about the pickle. Well, how's it going?
I've done 3 pages.
Oh, that's not very much.
Well, that's how it's going.
Why aren't you using the word processor?
Won't make me think any faster, would it? In any case, those things are beyond me.
Like a drink?
Yeah, I'd better not. I've got a feeling it's going to be a long night.
Well, what's the problem?
Would you like a list?
Well, the main problem, then.
Age. It's not easy remembering what I was like at 20.
I thought you were lovely.
I can hardly describe myself as a lovely second lieutenant, can I?
Oh, what's this? Inset?
Some dialogue, remember? Alistair said to put in some dialogue to make Cy Lieberman drool.
Oh. Excuse me, miss. Could you direct me to Curzon Street? Yes, just cross Park Lane, and it's almost directly opposite. Thank you. Not at all. It's sunny today. Yes, it is. Quite warm, too. Yes, quite warm.
That's what we said when we first met.
Well, it's hardly going to make him drool, is it? Drop off, maybe.
All right. Try substituting hi, babe. Hi, you big boy.
Oh, no, that's just silly.
Well, it's all silly, the whole idea. I mean, tomorrow, Mike, whatever his name
Barbosa.
Is... Barbosa. ...is going to read this and think it's worth less than the socks he's coming over to buy.
You give up now, stuff the rest of the pickle down your shirt. It's worth a go, we agreed.
Oh, all right, it's worth a go. I think I will have that drink, it might lubricate my memory. Oh, I forgot to ask, how did the interview go?
Oh, she was intimidating. She looked like a fashion plate... had qualifications coming out of her ears and made me feel about 150. A scruffy 150-year-old.
You didn't like her?
Well, I don't have to like her. She'll be working in a different building until the coup. That would probably only take her about 6 months. Cheers.
Cheers. Did you give her the job?
No, not straight away. I will, probably. I said I'd let her know.
That's the idea. Make her sweat for a bit.
I don't think so. She said fine, but could it be within the next 24 hours, as she had a lot of other interviews lined up? Oh, you better get going. I'll do the dinner.
Yes, you're right. I tell you what, I categorically refuse to go into any details about sex.
Whose sex?
Ours.
Well, I wouldn't be too categorical about it. I mean, we've watched a lot of miniseries. A little bit of sex never hurts.
I'm not telling the world what we got up to.
Well, look, it wouldn't be us. It'd be just two people.
Well, in that case, I'll put in the bit about the airing cupboard.
What airing cupboard?
Don't you remember?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, well, get writing.
I can't do it now. We haven't even held hands yet.
No, Mr. Coleman, that's no problem at all. We'll have a senior executive with you within the hour. Yeah, I promise. Thank you. Bye. Old man Coleman's kicking up a stink. That Caroline didn't turn up again today. So I promised him a senior executive within the hour.
Judy?
I'm not a senior executive.
True, but you have very winning ways. Off you go.
I'm a martyr. That's what I am. Right, Mr. Coleman. Oh, yes.
What are you doing?
I'm going to swat up on this in the taxi.
What is it?
It's a model aeroplanes magazine. Old man Coleman is mad about model aeroplanes.
Clever girl.
Yes. Well, I'll be off then. Oh, any news from Lionel?
Oh, he's still trying to finish it when I left. The air was rather blue.
Oh, dear. Oh, well. See you later. Bye.
Oh, yes, boss. Don't forget to ring Miss Ice Cube.
Miss Curtis to you, Sandy. You know, you could have run that branch, Sandy.
I know. I like it here. Don't ask me why, but I do. Miss Ice Cubes, you know, will be about as popular as a fox in a chicken run.
Well, you don't have to be loved to run a business.
Oh, I know that.
Oh, cheeky.
I finished it.
Oh!
Alistair phoned. We're having lunch with this Mike Barboza on a riverboat on the embankment.
He hasn't hired the QE2, has he?
I shouldn't be surprised. I wondered if Sandy could run off some copies of this for me.
Yes, of course. Ooh. It's a bit of a mess, isn't it?
Probably in every sense of the word.
Look, why don't I put this onto the word processor? It won't take an hour.
I haven't got an hour. I hang on till the last minute trying to come up with a title. I've called it A Tale of Two People.
Oh. Oh.
Well, it's the best I could think of.
I'll go and do your copies. This lunch. You won't be aggressive, will you?
Of course not.
Or surly.
Or surly.
Just think of the money.
If I thought it was worth any, I would.
Look, the copy is all set. Could you just put the sheets in the tray and press the red button while I answer that?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Type for you?
Right. I'll give you a hand. Oh, wouldn't you know it? My phone now. Hello. Oh, Mr. Downton. Yes. Oh, that's interesting, yes. Will you just hold on a minute? Lionel, just put the sheets in a tray and press the red button. You can do that, can't you?
I'm not an imbecile.
Hello, Mr. Downton. I'm so sorry. Now, how many days were you suggesting?
If you could just hold the line for a minute, sir, because I'll have to get it from Miss Pargeter's desk. All right, Lionel? You know what to do? Just put the sheet in the tray and press...
The red button, I know.
No, Mr. Downton, I'll pay. Oh, well, that's very nice of you. Well, if you insist. Wednesday, yes? 1 o'clock, the Pont d'Amour. I look forward to seeing you. Goodbye.
The Pont d'Amour.
He likes me.
Mm. Right, we'll have it with you tomorrow. Goodbye. Is everything all right?
Yes, fine. I started the machine in the other office. When do the copies come through?
The other office?
What? Quick, before it's too late.
What? What?
Lyle, don't you know the difference between a photocopier and a paper shredder? Lionel, will you slow down?
It's bad manners to be late.
Well, it's better than arriving on the dot all hot and sweaty. Well, you don't have to stop altogether.
Oh, let's not go at all.
Look, I'm not even supposed to be here in the first place. I don't mind helping, but I'm not going instead of you.
Well, you're better at talking than me. That's why I asked you to come. Good God, fancy having to tell a treat.
Well, it's either that or handing him thousands of strips of paper and a pot of glue. Oh, look, come on, it's worth a try.
Well, I think we've arrived, actually. This boat, the moored right here.
Queen Mary? Oh, that looks nice.
So did the Titanic.
Hey, hey. Two creative minds for the price of one.
I hope you don't mind.
A substitute for a machine, you see.
No props. Let me introduce you. Jean, meet Mike. Mike, meet Jean.
How do you do?
Mike Barboza, how you doing?
Mike? Lionel, Mike.
How are you?
Mike Barboza, how are you? I'm good, yeah. And let me say, I am eagerly anticipating reading your treatment.
So, folks, should we have a drink before we trough? Jean.
Oh, I could kill for a gin and tonic.
Scotch, please, a large one.
Mike?
Mineral water, please.
Yes. Make that 2 mineral waters, please.
Yes, sir. Did you get your socks, Mike?
I surely did, Jean, thank you. You know, Nobody makes socks quite like you, Brit.
We think of it as almost an art form.
So, how's Cy, Mike? Tremendously excited. You know, before I left, he said, Mike, bring me back a winner.
Not socks?
Excuse me?
No, it was a joke.
Oh, I see.
And a winner, Mike, is what we think we have for you. What am I saying? Think. We are certain.
Great. Now, well, with your permission, I'd very much like to read the treatment before we get down to eating.
There isn't a treatment.
Alistair?
Lionel?
I'm not technical, you see. I never have been. I don't know one machine from another, and a red button's a red button in anyone's name. I mean, thank goodness I don't work at Cape Canaveral.
No, what Lionel is saying is that words are so bland on a page, aren't they? I mean, this is a story about love and hopes and fears and sadness, and Lionel would really prefer to tell you himself.
A pitch?
Yes, a pitch.
What pitch?
You to me, Lionel. Let me hear that story.
Oh, that sort of pitch. Right. Yes. Right.
Your drink, sir.
Ah, thank you. Well, once upon a time...
In 1954.
I was coming to that. Well, in 1954... Are you sure you really want to hear this?
Oh, get on with it, Lionel.
Well... In 1954, I was serving as an officer in the army and was stationed at...
Catterick.
...for my initial training.
I cried and cried when I didn't hear from Lionel.
Damned British Forces post office. Of all the letters they had to lose, it had to be mine.
So, you see, I thought that Lionel had never written to me from Korea at all.
And I thought Jean hadn't bothered to write back.
And we were both too proud and too incredibly stupid to do anything about it.
Mm. End of story.
That's all.
Oh, this is Hemingway. This is Hecht. This is...
A.A. Milne.
A.A. Milne. It has laughter, tears...
Sex.
We skated over that.
Lionel, ice can cover a very deep pond. Does this ship have a fax, Alistair? I mean, I have to get this back to Cy. Well, it's still burning my brain.
Let's find out, Mike.
Let's find out.
Wait, hey, just a minute. Does this thing have a title?
Well...
Well, it's just two people.
Just two people? That's great. My God, that's great.
I hope they hurry up. I'm hungry.
Is that all you've got to say?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
No, aren't you excited? Mike's crazy about it.
He's impressionable. He's only 15.
He's faxing Cy.
Who's probably only 16.
Well, I don't care if he's still in nappies. They've got power, these people. Oh, come on, you must be a bit excited.
All right, I am. But I'm hungry as well.
Hollywood, da-da-da-da-da-da, Hollywood.
I do wish you'd stop singing that. I can't concentrate on my packing.
Well, you'll be there this time tomorrow.
Yeah, what about the time difference?
Well, this time yesterday, then. Or the day after. Either way, you're going to Los Angeles to see Cy.
If I don't get murdered on the way to his office. Do you know that there are more murders in a single day in Los Angeles than there are in a year in the whole of China?
I don't believe a word of that.
Well, there are lots.
Will you be taking Alistair's present?
The baseball cap? Certainly not.
No. Raincoat. No. Oh, no, you won't need a raincoat.
Would you like me to help you with your packing?
I'm not coming.
What?
I'm not coming.
But Mike said you could. He's reserved two seats.
Look, I'm not just coming as a hanger-on. It may have escaped your notice, but I have a business to run.
Well, personally, I think it's time you eased off a bit.
Eased off? I'm not past it, you know. I'm not ready to be put out to pasture yet.
I didn't say you were. But you've got all these young people, Judith, Sandy, now Miss Ice Cube.
Curtis, Sally, Curtis. Mm-hmm. They're not wonderful because they're just young, you know.
You said she intimidated
you. I said she was intimidating. It's not the same thing.
You said she made you feel 150.
Yes, well, that's true. She does. But that's the point. If a writer goes to Hollywood with a woman, she's meant to be in her mid-20s, pencil thin, who wants nothing more than to sit round a pool all day and have no other opinion than the temperature of the water. I don't fit that bill.
Well, you fit my bill. What would I do with a girl like that, anyway?
Oh, Lionel.
Well, put it this way, then. If this thing ever gets beyond people saying great and Hemingway, you're part of the story.
But you're the one they want to write it. And don't say more fool they.
Then think of it as a holiday.
Oh, Lionel. This is the first year that I've actually looked forward to a holiday.
Well, then.
Let me finish. But this year, I hoped it would be just you and me together. Not you at meetings all day and me sitting around the pool with a lot of bimbos.
I see.
Oh, now don't look like that. This is a chance for you. It's yours.
Will you come or not?
No.
I must get my toilet back. I'll see you then.
Well, if you're only going to the bathroom, you're bound to. Oh, Lionel.
Yes?
Well, all right, I'll come with you, but on one condition.
What's that?
I'm wearing Alistair's baseball cap, all right.
The fundamental things as time goes by.
You've been listening to As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larby and starring Judy Dench as Jean and Geoffrey Palmer as Lionel. Judith was played by Moira Brooker, Alistair by Philip Bretherton, Sandy by Jenny Funnell, Sally Curtis, Jane Booker, and Mike Barbosa, Otto Jarman. The producer was Martin Fisher. As Time Goes By is a DLT Entertainment production in association with the Theatre of Comedy for BBC Radio 2.